Let's go to New York right now, live, and visit with ABC's Mike Dubusky, ABC News technology reporter. Mike, always a pleasure. These new smart glasses are pretty cool from Brilliant Labs. Let's get into it. What can consumers and customers expect from these glasses?
Yeah, so these are augmented reality glasses that are shipping out to the first batch of customers this week. As you mentioned, it's from Brilliant Labs, which is a relatively new company. It was co-founded by a former Apple employee. And the idea behind these glasses, they're called Frame, or the Frame AI glasses, is that they use a combination of artificial intelligence models from companies like OpenAI, Perplexity, and Whisper in order to overlay digital content on the frames themselves, on the lenses themselves. So it's a very James Bond, very Tony Stark kind of idea. But the idea here is that different models will be doing different things. So they use an OpenAI model to visually identify what you're looking at, so you can walk around in the world and say, hey, what kind of car is that? Or, hey, how many calories are in this meal that I'm about to eat? And it will use this OpenAI model to look that up for you and present you with an answer on the glasses themselves. Whisper is a model that they use to translate things. So if you're looking at something that's in a foreign language, it will translate those words for you. And then Perplexity is used to search the web. So if you're looking for live sports scores or a stock or something like that, that's what that's used for. Of course, the big caveat with this and with all AI tech devices is, does it actually work in the real world? Last week, the reviews embargo lifted for the AI pin, which is a pin that you clip to yourself. It's a wearable that purports to do some of these same things, and the reviews have not been kind, that these models get things wrong, that they make stuff up. It takes too long for them to answer your question when, of course, you can just pull your phone out and Google it. So kind of an existential question facing these new tech devices. Nobody's gotten a chance to review the Frame yet, but we will have to wait and see whether this actually works a little bit better than some of the previous AI-supported devices that we're seeing hit the market.
You know, we just finished up with the Space Symposium here in Colorado Springs, and they had a couple of vendors that displayed augmented reality, experiences, and the ability to, for instance, pilot a rover on the moon's South Pole. I mean, I got to do that through augmented reality, and apparently they use it for training the astronauts. So, I mean, some of those applications can have real-world benefits, I mean, like that.
Certainly. And you listen to people like Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, and he says augmented reality is really the future, that our computers are going to move out of our, you know, living rooms and out of our pockets and more in front of our eyes. Well, you know, augmented reality allows you to stay somewhat present in the world around you. I think that's why you're seeing things like the Vision Pro, which is Apple's sort of mixed reality headset, have such a focus on these high-quality cameras facing outward, right, so that you can see the world around you and still be present in the world around you with digital content laid on top of it. Now, of course, Brilliant Labs thinks that this is going to be combined with the current hype cycle that's going on around AI. Again, that brings with it a whole host of other questions, that we have gotten into, this idea of hallucination, these things getting things wrong, and, just sort of practical concerns. Another concern that came up around the AI pin from last week was that it gets hot, right? It's really computer intensive. It's really, hard for these small devices to run these large language models. And that means that they're going to generate some heat. Well, that's a little uncomfortable at times. And if you think about that applied to glasses, well, that's a different sort of concern. That's not something we've ever really had to deal with glasses before.
Yeah.
So, that's just another hurdle for this to get over. But an interesting idea, at the very least, from Brilliant Labs.
Definitely. Mike Dubusky, I wish we had more time, but we're running up against the clock. Thank you.
Of course. Take care.